Chapter 1. Personal Lawyer. San Francisco, California. 1. I did not get on a fucking red-eye from New York to be treated like an asshole. If his only intention was to humiliate me and throw me out of his office like a dog, I ought to have had a good night's sleep. What kind of person demands that his lawyer urgently fly cross-country just to be yelled at in person rather than over the phone? A narcissistic psychopath compelled to prove his control and domination over my body and soul. I was used to being a frequent target of his temper tantrums, but to be called an incompetent prick without having slept a wink was another thing altogether. I would have paid anything to have punched him in his bulgy stomach and see his disheveled blonde hair and crinkly red face writhing in pain. Even as this fantasy played in my mind, I knew I was kidding myself. I loved the bastard, and he knew it. He could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and I would still support him. San Francisco sits near cold ocean waters, which brings in wind and fog during the summer, making it the coldest city in America during this time. So, despite it being the middle of July, I was freezing my tuchus off without anywhere to go. My only client, Duncan Thomas, deemed this necessary punishment for the lousy job I had done with my assignment. Being one of the biggest hotel magnates in the world, Duncan had blacklisted me from all his hotel properties. He'd even made sure his hotel mogul friends followed suit. Most people would not be so petty to go to these extremes just to prove a point, but no one on this planet was like Duncan. The little whore wouldn't accept the offer. Was I supposed to make her take the money? Did Duncan expect me to put a gun to her head and make her sign the paper in front of me like some mobster? Was it possible that he expected those activities from me? Hopefully, that question did not need an answer anytime soon. I had said vicious things to a lot of people on Duncan's behalf, including threats of violence, but I had never actually followed through with them. If he did not think I was up to the job, I suppose he could find someone else to take care of this particular mess. That would hurt me professionally and emotionally, but if I were completely honest, it would also be a huge relief. I enjoyed playing a tough guy, but I had been brought up to be a good Jewish boy from Brooklyn. I ordered a ride to some cheap shithole located at Ocean Beach. In New York, I got to places sitting in the back of a yellow taxi. I appreciated the smell of leather seats and the barrier between the driver and the rider. There was something nice about knowing exactly what you were going to get. These days, I order an Uber from my phone, and any type of crappy car could show up. This ride-sharing garbage just wasn't for me, but there weren't too many cabs left, especially in this city. It was freezing next to the ocean when I arrived at my small hotel. It was not the Ritz, but at least I could fall asleep to the sound of the huge Pacific waves. I had been in such a rush when I'd schlepped here from New York that I hadn't had time to pack any luggage. The only clothes I had on me were the custom Italian suit and shoes I was wearing. I asked the kid working the desk for slippers and a bathrobe. He shrugged and gave me a bunch of hand towels and a flattened box of cardboard instead. Too tired and upset to care how small my room was, I slipped into my makeshift robe and collapsed on the shabby twin single bed. I attempted to sleep, but after 5 minutes, I decided it was a futile effort. I was still pissed about Duncan's outburst, but also worried he had not reached out since then. Calling him was out of the question. It would make me look weak, and Duncan hated weakness more than anything. Except disloyalty.